CPR News, I'm Haley May. Officials continue to ask for patience as they work to identify the remains found in a Pueblo mortuary co-owned by the former county coroner. KRCC's Brianna Heaney has more.
Six bodies are now identified from the remains found during a routine inspection. Clint Thomason, with the Colorado Bureau of Investigation, urges loved ones of the deceased clients of Davis Mortuary to fill out a form on the CBI's website.
It appears that most of these bodies are going to be from the 2010 to 2012 era. So if you do specifically believe that your loved one is in that area, then we would ask for you to go ahead and make sure you complete that form to assist in the identification process.
Officials say it will take months to complete the investigation and press criminal charges. Pueblo named an interim coroner last month. Brianna Heaney, KRCC News.
One ramification of the federal government shutdown is employees no longer getting paid. That includes the TSA agents at DIA. They are essential workers and they're still expected to come to work, but the airport can't guarantee the shutdown won't affect staffing at one of the world's busiest airports. The last government shutdown lasted 35 days over the 2018-2019 holidays, and during that time, the number of TSA employees calling out sick jumped 172%. The agency pointed to the shutdown as the cause, though they said last time it didn't necessarily affect wait times. You should still arrive for your flight 2 hours before your boarding time. In Grand Junction, 85 degrees. It's CPR News.